You are listening to Roundtable. A student at the University of Minnesota in the U.S. is a bit of an internet celebrity right now as she created a detailed PowerPoint presentation, or PPT, to convince her crush to date her. And yes, she is a woman that is, I think she's got a big brain, and she knows her skills to create a good PPT, but it's a girl asking a guy out. Yeah, do you think this will work? And also, let's look at what the PPT says.
You know, okay, so the student from the University of Minnesota, she's gone viral, Lizzie Fenton, who must have picked up some skills while studying genetics, cell biology, and development, took to Twitter to share 6-slide arguments she prepared for her crush. But, yeah, I mean, the PowerPoint I saw, it was cute, you know, and she's actually a pretty cute girl, you know, I think she's very cute. And I would say confidence is attractive in anyone, you know, that's not something that's dependent on gender, so I think she had that going for her. Although, as I heard from you, Hyung, the guy maybe didn't respond so favorably. What a loser, Lizzie. What a loser. He doesn't know what he lost. Okay?
Yeah, does not deserve Lizzie.
But listen, we talked so many times, you know, about this. Women can do just as much as men can do. So why is it that the guys always have to ask you out? If you see something you like, go for it, ladies. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
I think sometimes the guys just want it bad. And the girl is like, I can kind of wait and see, you know.
That's a silly way to live, because you might lose out on something great. When you see something nice, you should be aggressive about it in life. But, you know, her entire slide is devoted to the study of her growth, some of her chest area growth. You know, she really points out the whole package in this PowerPoint of how she can, you know, what she can bring to the table with this guy. I think it's really cute. I'd love to get your thoughts. Yes.
Well, I think why guys always ask females out is because of the animal world's rules. Just like take a look at the forest, the animals, any animal, the beautiful male, they would usually have the beautiful feathers. They would just chase behind the female ones and asking her to make out with him.
So this is happening on the Discovery Channel? Animals making out?
Yes, and that's why in the human beings world, usually male should be the one to be active.
No. Ladies, no.
Yeah, you know, I'm very traditional on this one, because I think
just
Lizzie,
Lizzie
is really cool girl. She is brave, she is smart, she is everything cool, but I think it's a little bit...
Ladies, this is a double standard. You can't just pick and choose what you want from guys.
How's she just to say, hey, I really like you. Just
So you think the PPT is a little bit maybe too bookish? Bookish.
I think it's cute and creative, and I like it. Okay?
And Carter rejected her,
it's
though.
It's nerdy chic.
No,
okay.
I mean, chic. By having this PPT, the best thing for her is to have more boyfriends possible for her
goodness.
To choose.
Yes,
you
now she's made a name for herself.
Lots of men.
For sure, she's a celebrity. Good job. See, yes, this PowerPoint was instrumental in her life and hopefully maybe her career. We'll see what happens after this. But guys, this why can't you do it? Do it. You know, you can't always have an excuse. I'm a girl, so I can't ask him out. That mindset's never going to help you in life, ladies.
Okay.
Don't think like that. Also, I want to say, ladies, you don't like it when, you know, guys, when this kind of mentality brings forth this, what I would say in the U.S., creeps. Because guys, sometimes they're creeping, which means they walk up, all these guys, yo, what's up? And you're like, oh my God, why can't this just one guy talk to me? I don't want all these other guys. Just go talk to him. Why are you waiting? Is this how you're going to live your life? Hyung?
Yes. It's finally my turn.
Oh,
yes, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes, and here I'm not just talking about U.S. guys, I'm talking about Chinese guys as well, or males out there in general. Can you handle a strong lady that comes up to you and says, well, can I buy you a drink?
Heck, yes.
Okay, that's you, but what about the guy that's waiting in the hallway that wants to talk to me right now? I don't know if he can handle that. If I'm, okay, figure of speech, okay?
I don't know if he can either.
So I think
he
that
might be hiding in the hallway.
Well, there are reasons to do that too. But I do wonder. Yeah. Sometimes, ladies, there is maybe some of us that are a little bit shy, and we worry.
Oh, everybody's shy.
And we worry if we make the first move.
And guys don't.
Would the guy not take me seriously?
Don't.
And he's got the upper hand, and that's the worst in a relationship.
Listen to me, older lady here. Well, we would, on the surface, to let the guy ask us out. But actually, we ask him out first. But without him noticing, we have skills.
Manipulation.
You know,
God, now
that's
I'm
called very smart manipulation over the guy.
Yeah.
I would do something to hint this guy to ask me out.
Yeah.
To test whether he is really into me.
No,
he doesn't like me, he would definitely not ask me out. So,
ladies, if you want to be treated like a princess, treat your man like a prince, okay? You know, there's no double standards anymore.
I'll buy him a horse.
There is no
but
double standard.
He has to ask me out.
God, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated was not something that was ever meant to be based on gender. You want things. Also, you should be doing those things. Ladies, never have an excuse that I can't ask him out because I'm a woman. That's not the way to think. You can do anything you set your mind to, no matter who you are.
Yeah, that's so nicely said. And Jackie, Atonement, these fire. Sure. These guys, they're all thinking that this is so innovative, creative, and romantic. And also, Qi Miao asks us, how can you ask a guy out? Well,
just do it. Like the Nike commercial says, just do it.
Yeah, that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.